Blog Talk Radio.
Like a gymnast, hot sex each night, it was just ridiculous. We was a match made in heaven, but we had a set because we couldn't fix the differences. And the difference is, she was manipulative, and I wanted to do this whatever I did. But apparently, you had a better idea, and you left. I guess that's how it is. Hollywood divorce after Hollywood romance. Now when we together, no, we don't even hold hands. And we don't even two-step, and we don't even slow dance. We was a duet, we was on band. But now I'm solo, with no show, with no fans. That's how I go though, you strike out like bowling. But strike out like baseball, you go down the coal, man. And now you frozen, and oh no, it's no chance. She put them hooves on your head like a Colts fan. Now they coming on your life like a spokesman. I need a mediator, you need a mediator. You need a mirror, and then maybe you can be a hater.
The faster I let it go, the faster you will hear me happy on the radio. Stronger I let it flow, the deeper I will fall into this hole. Cause you don't care right here, and you don't care who's there. Now I don't care, cause here's the song I hear. Yeah.
If you don't like how he's playing, then
change the record.
You can do better.
Oh.
Oh. I don't know what kind of game you play, but it's time to change the record.
Good evening, and welcome to the show. How y'all doing? How y'all black people doing?
I'm like, hello? Nigga. Is this a motherfucking nigga concert?
Listen. Whoever.
When the fuck is this song going?
Listen. I'm going to change my schedule to work fucking mornings in this goddamn store. Because I don't know. This bitch here tonight. First of all, bitch, we close at 11 o'clock. Why are you still counting, why are you still counting?
I'm done.
You breaking up a little bit, kitty.
I don't know if that's your attitude and the saltiness in your voice or the area you in, but
Nigga, I'm trying to get out this fucking parking lot. And then,
she's
still in it. I'm not.
And she gonna be there. She gonna be there.
So, help. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Y'all already see, I'm already pissed. I need a motherfucking drink. Casamigo me. So, well, number one, I originally was not supposed to work today because I was going to work next Wednesday. Okay?
But I got something
to do next Wednesday. So I said, you know what? I'll swap my Wednesday to work this motherfucking Friday night. Help me understand. How the fuck you want me to clean the restrooms and run the front register at the same goddamn time? Ain't the restrooms in the back of the motherfucking store?
At the same damn time.
I think I'm going to go to the mornings. Now, number one, I don't clean no motherfucking bathroom that ain't my motherfucking own. So that's what...
All right, that's first. We're going to start right there.
I'm not cleaning. Biffy, let me tell you where you got me fucked
now,
up, fat lady.
Now, in full disclosure, I have cleaned bathrooms before.
Listen, Linda, that's not the, how you do them shits at the same goddamn time and running the motherfucking register.
That is damn near impossible.
And here come the fat ass, so this dude who's fucking lazy that I fucking work with, and he's like, yeah, she told me to do the trash. And the other motherfucking time I'm in this goddamn store, you clean the motherfucking bathroom. What's your fat ass problem today? Please.
Okay. Please.
Okay. All right. So tonight, we're talking about. Listen. We drink, we cuss, we say inappropriate ass motherfucking things around these parts. That nigga over there smokes. I'm about to give me a motherfucking drink when I get to this motherfucking house. So yeah. This is what we do. So tonight we are talking about lasting impressions. And what I mean by lasting impressions is this. As you look back over your life, and let's say out of a sudden you pass away, what type of impression have you made on this world and others' lives that you are not remembered as a bum or asshole or jackass or anything else? Or a bitch, or a punk, or whatever.
No, that's
ooh,
not fair.
What fancy sound was that?
Right. That was Scrabble.
This nigga playing motherfucking Scrabble. This nigga done started playing Scrabble in the middle of the goddamn song, so he don't know how to stop now. That's me in phase 10.
Exactly. Yo, you had the fucking song playing so long. It's only 8 times left. I'm like, I might as well finish this game. You exactly.
Right. Oh, funky ass. Bitch, I'm supposed to be out here though at 11 o'clock in my motherfucking car at 11 o'clock.
Oh, my God. You are crazy. You still on this bitch. You leave her alone.
Yo. Yo, nigga. No, the what? Bitch, if you hit this liquor, we're doing the goddamn most for the motherfucking least. Really?
Oh, shit.
About to run this goddamn light. And
but, yeah, so impressions. Lasting impressions.
You know, and we weren't going to talk about this last week, but people had shit to do, and I understand that. So we were going to talk about it last week because all of a sudden Kevin Samuels had passed away, right? And so people were like, I'm glad he gone. You know what I'm saying? And I don't wish no harm on nobody. I don't think that you should wish death upon people or you should kick people while they're dead. You know, they can't do shit for themselves. They can't protect themselves at this point. But I will say I may not have agreed with the brother. I ain't want him dead. You know? And I ain't celebrating him.
I'm going to go a step further than you, right? And it's not in the direction that I think that you think I'm going to go. You say you don't...
I may not have agreed with
how... Right?
I may not agree on how he may have said some things. Like, it could be your delivery that he's a fuck shit. You know what I'm saying?
Because I was going to say, I know you, and I know you agree with some of the shit this nigga said.
Because there's some lazy bitches out here in this motherfucking street. They talking about some, I need a man to take care of me. No, bitch, you need to get up and get a motherfucking job.
No. Not even that you need a man to take care of you. You need a man with something. Well, bitch, what the fuck do you got?
Just
to have this conversation with me, what makes you worthy? Now, I'm not saying that to say I'm better than anyone, right? I'm not saying to say that someone's better than me. I'm not saying to say that because we don't breathe the same air, we don't deserve to have a conversation. Yes.
I'm not better than you. You're not better than
conversation,
me.
You know what I'm saying? When we supposed to talk about, I'm saying, what do you want to do with your life and children and fun? What the fuck you got going on that you can even have this conversation with me, bitch?
Bitch, do you know what a 401k is? Do you know what one is? Do you have one?
And the same thing with niggas.
Boom. 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 I got you, Scott.
So the Samuels thing, people was like, oh, glad he, all you doing, in my humble opinion, is you proving him right in death. You can't be a high value anything by desecrating the dead.
Right.
You're proving him right.
I'm still listening. I just got to use the bathroom.
Go ahead. Oh, sure. Go ahead. Yeah, urinate while I'm fucking talking. She's shitting on my comments. I say something and she's shitting and pissing on me. You see how she treats me? My bad. I'm sorry. So I'm talking to these dudes. The other morning, I leave my house. I'm about to go smoke. I said, I need a cup of coffee. I'm on my way to go get some coffee. I see these niggas. Oh, I know these niggas. Let me talk to them. So it was three dudes and a chick, right? And I pull up and we talking. And this one dude said, I don't do nothing for these chicks. You know what I'm saying? They got to bring it to me. I don't be coming to them, you know what I'm saying? I go over their house, you know what I'm saying, bring some smoke, and we fuck. I said to myself, hold on, bro. Let me ask you a question. If these females don't ask anything of you or don't want anything from you, yet give themselves to you, what kind of fucking woman are we talking about? What kind of bitch is this that we talking about? Let me get this shit. I'm looking at you, nigga. I see you ain't got shit. So a little bit of shit that you might got, she ain't even asking you for that. No? She ain't asking you, you know what I'm saying? She got children. Her children don't need a diaper. Her children don't need a snack. You know what I'm saying? She ain't got a phone. She don't need a phone bill paid. She don't need a nail, a hair. You know what I'm saying? She don't need a cigarette. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing. Like these people ask you for nothing and you just, you know what I'm saying? Well, nigga, what world are you living in? Nigga, what are you saying to me? What kind of scallywag bitches are we talking about? Or either what kind of lies are you telling me? It's one of the two. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm bugging the fuck out. But I say that to say that impressions. What kind of fucking impression do you think you're leaving, you know what I'm saying, if these are the circles that you're traveling? I don't know. So I finished my coffee, I finished my blunt that I didn't pass to any of these motherfuckers, and then I kept it pushing. Yeah. That was that. Now I have a story to tell y'all tonight, because these, pretty much that's it. Did you wash your hands? You know what they say, right? Front to back, not back to front. That's how y'all do it, right? Front to back.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my nigga Dre. Oh, Dre, I'm wrong.
No.
Ain't that what they teach them?
You're stupid.
Iman, your mama, your grandmama ain't teach you that?
How to wipe my butt, yes.
See, I ain't even had to tell you what it was, but you knew what it was, front to back, not back to front.
Front to wipe my butt.
Tighty, righty, lefty, loosey, nigga, everybody know that. Oh, my bad.
Right. But my whole thing.
Oh, my butt.
Dude, it's weird.
No, go ahead. I'm looking for my drugs. Please, continue. I've talked enough.
I don't know what you were saying because I want to put you in.
I know because you were fucking wiping your monkey.
I was. Senor.
Yo, Dre, I ain't got no fucking sense. What's wrong with you? No, but basically, we were talking about, you know what I'm saying, lasting impressions. And before you, I was telling them, talking about some derelict niggas. But before you left, we were talking about how these people are proving themselves right with the Kevin Samuels shit. Or proving him right in death.
Yeah. What they're doing is like, yo, he was talking, like, there was one chick, she was like, oh, because she was on my friend's Facebook page saying, oh, I can't believe you support a person like that. She was like, no, that's not what I'm saying. That deal, I like him. You know what I'm saying? She was saying no. Like, sometimes he said something that was truthful. His delivery may have been trash, but that doesn't mean that I was liking him 100%. So the girl was like, you should be ashamed of yourself. You're downing other black women. She was like, no, that's not what I said. And the girl, she's, because my friend was like, so this chick, she said, I've known her since high school. She don't work, and she want niggas to take care of her. Ma'am, he was talking about you.
That's why she feel the way.
You spoke with her. That's why you feel the way that you do, because he was talking directly to you.
And your kind.
Man, when old boy got on
When old boy what, Dre?
The comedian, what's his name, Corey, that motherfucker was on Vivica Fox's ass because she was like, that's what he gets, that's karma. He deserved, he got what he deserved, that's why he did. And he was like, bitch, he was talking about you. You carved up your goddamn face because you won't like yourself. He said, that's what the man was fucking talking about, you ugly rat bitch. Like, he was just on in on it. You can look it up on YouTube. That motherfucker was lighting her ass up. And I was like, yeah, that shit, yeah. Them motherfuckers, it's like, what he was saying, some of it was true, some of it was harsh. But here's the thing. Motherfuckers wasn't mad when that damn, what's his name, Jack, that was in that goddamn car bashing us every fucking week. Then when we said something about this motherfucker, what were they saying? Oh, y'all just hating on him because he tell y'all men how he is. Fuck that.
How about this? How about when he was shitting on niggas, the motherfucker ain't had no traction. When he was shitting on niggas, telling them, like, if you ain't making enough money to get another job. You know what I'm saying? When he was shitting on niggas, talking about, yo, why you ain't got a gym membership? Why you got titties? When he was shitting on niggas, talking about, you know what I'm saying, why you smell terrible? Why you don't know how to get your fingernails done? When he was shitting on niggas, it was the women wasn't saying nothing. But once he said, okay, I told y'all enough, gentlemen, let me move over here to these houses. Now he go over here to them, and now it's the biggest problem in the world.
Yeah.
And he wasn't talking to all of y'all. He was just talking to some of y'all.
That's why I didn't say nothing about it. All these girls on my timeline, if you support him, unfriend me. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, motherfucker, y'all was supporting that damn Dak dude, and he was bashing the fuck out of us. We didn't tell y'all to unfriend us, goddamn. Take pain with us like everybody else do.
No, I'm saying, fuck that. You paid your taxes. That means you support the government. If you friends with the government, if you paid your taxes, unfriend me. I don't like your friends. Your friends is the IRS, and me and the IRS got beef right now. So if those are your friends, how dare you be their friend? Unfriend me.
Right. Or you got people who work for me. You know people who work for the IRS or friend me. Like, I can't say shit. Right. That's just ridiculous. So I said that, you know, I'm not going to be like other people and be like, well, he deserved it. He got what he, that's karma. Let me tell you how karma works. When you wish upon some shit, you know what I'm saying? That shit, karma don't care who it comes after or how it gets to you. You hear me? It can go through your kids and get to you. You might want to be careful about some of the stuff that you say because that shit's going to come around and you're going to be like, well, I don't know what happened. I don't know why I'm going through this. Bitch, you remember when you said and you remember when you did it. Because some people, like, I saw a thing when I said that.
Most shit in my life that I know karma on his way back, I ain't trying to add to it with no Kevin Samuels shit.
Listen. That's just not my ministry. That ain't nobody that I, that, you know, that shit. That's some shit that I ate.
That's not your ministry?
It's not my ministry. No. That's not my ministry. I don't want no problem.
That's a whole different soup. I don't even eat minestrone.
And then, okay, so that shit me out too. When them motherfuckers found out that he was with a big girl, and they was like, oh, I knew he was sleeping with big girls. That man never said he wasn't sleeping with no big girls. Now, what time did that man say he didn't like fat women? That's why I don't understand it. He's like, where y'all getting it from? That man didn't never say that.
Wait, but also I heard she wasn't fat. She was just thick.
Yeah, she was
thick. She was thick. Wrong. Shorty had an ass on her.
Oh, bruh. Wrong. I see why that motherfucker was taking Viagra and what they say he had Viagra and a goddamn
Red Bull
and what else?
And what else?
Yeah, it was two different kind of pills. I know one was a Viagra pill, then one was the fucking he had a Red Bull. And then it was another fucking pill. I don't know if it was a gas station pill or not.
Yeah, you breaking
that
up.
Motherfucker. I don't know if it was a gas station pill or not, but it was another pill involved. And that motherfucker, they said he was trained to go. So that motherfucker was trying to put in that work. Yeah.
All right, so. That's.
You breaking up? All
right, so boom. No. It's not us. It's you. Me and Dre hear each other just fine. That being said, royal honey. Nigga, get you some royal honey. The little, you know what I'm saying, gold packages and them shits. Because this Viagra, nigga, these fucking gas station pills, nigga, they killing us, man. Don't do it to yourself. Don't do it. Not the gas station pills. Don't do it.
No.
Niggas talk about they don't eat pork, but you eat motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, gas station pills.
Right.
I don't eat pork, but I'll digest the gas station pills.
Ronnie, get that.
So do you know who's putting in your body?
Ronald, you chasing your ass around the goddamn room.
But she wasn't no ugly girl either. And she was a nurse. Like,
he was prepared to die. That's how I look at it. That motherfucker had the nurse on site. He was ready to get in that ass. Come in, Nuke.
And then from what I understand, he didn't even get no parts out of pussy. He started feeling bad. Y'all hear me? Listen. I'm not doing all that shit and I ain't getting none. The fuck? The fuck you got me mixed up at? Listen. We ain't doing that shit. Nigga, you don't need to take all that shit. And then on top of all that, he, you know how he was preaching high value and this, that, and the third. Sir, why your mama not your emergency contact since you done been married 2-3 times? Why your mama not back on your emergency contact? Why your mama find out the way we found out? Social media. Why wasn't nobody in your corner to call? She called 911, didn't even know how to get in contact with your mama. Sister, brother, cousin. Nobody? Man, listen, we as black folks, we can, you know, when we get, you know, we get old enough, and until we get married, our mamas and daddies should always be our emergency contacts. If something happens to mama and daddy, it needs to go to your sibling. You know what I'm saying? If something happens to your sibling, your closest cousin or your best friend need to be your emergency contact. Once you get married, your husband or your wife becomes your emergency contact. Once you all, if and when you all divorce, your emergency contact goes back to that family member or that best friend.
Nigga, you be forgetting.
Why you ain't
got
no emergency contact, brother? Can nobody get in contact with nobody?
You ain't think about no fucking emergencies happening.
Listen, anything, okay, I'm going to give you a prime example. I was in college.
No, you're right.
My homegirl.
What I'm saying is, look how many motherfuckers don't got life insurance. Look how many motherfuckers ain't got wills.
Right, because they had to go do a GoFundMe for that nigga funeral.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I agree. I agree with you. Yo, like, that shit don't make no sense. But I'm still going to give my example. Okay, so me and my homegirl, TB, had gone out for a night. Like, we was partying. And we was drinking. Keep in mind, this is college, okay? I want y'all to understand that this big fish was a bigger fish. I've slowed down in life at this point. So my friend's trying to keep up with me drinking. Don't try to do it. So we out in the club, and she was like, she started feeling funny. I was like, okay. And she passed out in the club. So we get her to the hospital because I don't know what's going on. Yes, when she woke up, I was like, your mama and your daddy on the way. She was like, you called my mama and my daddy? And I did. That your emergency contacts ain't it? Ain't this an emergency? She was like, they're driving from Warsaw? Yes, they are. I've been talking to them as while they've been on the road. They be here soon. I will stay until your mom and your daddy get here. And to this day, her mama and daddy are like, you know what, Jamie? We appreciate you making sure she was okay until we got here. Thank you for calling and knowing to call her emergency contact. No, I'm sorry. Some shit like that happened to me. If y'all don't know how to get in contact with my motherfucking mom, y'all better figure that shit out quick.
I don't know whether to say that you are a conscientious friend or a snitch. I don't know which one to say. I don't know.
I know, right? This shit funny as hell.
Listen, I didn't say...
Yo, Dre, that's a hell of a thin line to be on, right? I don't know which one it is.
That's what I was sitting there. I bet her parents was like, man, sit this chap down here to damn college. She done damn died in the club drinking.
Well, this motherfucker done called me. If he just would have waited 3 hours, the bitch would have woke back up, threw up, and been fine. But no, you want to call me.
No, what happened was her blood sugar had dropped extremely low, and that's why she passed out.
Okay.
Yeah,
the
no.
passed out shit, uh-uh. I get. All right? You are nobody's fucking doctor. How the fuck you know her blood sugar dropped low at that moment? In retrospect, you probably found that out. But at the moment, you ain't know what the fuck it was.
I didn't know what the fuck was going on, but I got her to that motherfucking hospital.
Oh, please. See, I missed that point. You got her to the hospital. I'm thinking you called her people some like dorm room or some shit. All right, my bad.
No. Westland Long Hospital at 2 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Well, yeah. Well, then you good then. You ain't a snitch. The hospital's a... They was gonna call anyway. So I'd rather me call than the hospital call. So all right, you good.
Right. Because if the hospital would have called, they would have been hysterical.
Right. It'd have been much worse if the hospital called. Excuse me, this is Mrs. Williams. Yes, your daughter here. Come get her. What?
I'm a nigga scared. Like, my daughter? Click.
Come get her.
Where you at? The hospital. What you want?
And then they be like, where are your friends? And you kind of...
Fuck Kevin Samuels. Let's get to the whole thing. What legacy are we leaving behind? What memories are we leaving behind?
Okay, why are these phones breaking up?
No, it's not.
Say what?
Us, it's
yeah,
you.
Right. So if you had to think about your eulogy, right? Your eulogy and your obituary. What would people say? How you feel about how you the impressions that you're leaving?
All right, motherfuckers better have a whole bunch of trees in the back. Don't disrespect it. You know what I'm saying? Don't disrespect the front with the trees, but in the back. A whole bunch of jokes throughout the whole, you know what I'm saying, thing. And
no.
Maybe. Is it three white person maximum? Three white people maximum at my funeral. I don't know what three is going to be. I'm not going to say they can't come. You know what I'm saying? I'm not racist, but only three of y'all. So, yeah. And I want my person to be able to like express what they thought about me honestly, but not disrespectfully. You know what I mean? Does it make sense? I want motherfuckers to come and be like, yeah, he was an asshole, but I loved him. You know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But don't be like, yeah, you know that motherfucker? That nigga threw up in my car and ain't clean that shit up. You know what I'm saying? For the next 10 months, I just... Don't say that like that. That's terrible. No, I've never thrown up in anyone's car that I know of.
Okay. Right.
But how you want your eulogy? What about your eulogy? Your funeral. Tell me your funeral. What you want your funeral to look like?
So I need my best friends, all of y'all. All my best friends to be on the same pew, okay? And then if anybody gets up that y'all know I don't like,
jump them.
If they get up to try to say some shit, I need y'all to stand up in a uniform line and tell them, "Nah, bitch, I know you fucking lying, cause she ain't like you." So set your ass up. Why are you here? The only one who ain't going to cuss is Manessa. Manessa ain't going to cuss. But that
so
Dre,
say-
she gonna get you right in the pew. She going to get you together. She may not cut you out, but she gonna get you together. Now Dre, Renata, Sharon, and Drexel gonna cuss in the church. Okay.
You're the only motherfucker I know that got a whole fucking basketball team full of best friends. How the fuck?
Wait a minute, I can't hear y'all.
Friend, that's because your phone is fucked up, nigga. Go get a fucking can and a string or some shit, because you're.
I'm gonna be laughing. I can't hear none of y'all. Wait a minute, my phone breaking up.
Yo, Dre, you hear me, right?
Right.
Okay. All right,
and I hear you.
I said I'm gonna cuss, but I'm gonna be laughing my ass off.
Why you first? And I want my friends to get up and talk about me like in real, like for real.
Oh, I'm
like,
gonna talk. I'm gonna talk about you. I'm gonna say some good shit, but it's gonna be funny as shit.
Why?
I'm gonna keep my comments to myself, but I'm gonna be laughing because I'm gonna be sitting there sniggling myself. I'm gonna be like, you know how they been doing that little funeral skit on down on TikTok? I'm gonna get over your little casket, gonna whip it in your ear. I'm like, bitch. All your goddamn boyfriends up in there. They trying to figure out who the fuck is who.
who her special friend? Because my mama going to say, you know, and she left behind a special friend.
She's going to say, who her special friend? It's going to be about 20 motherfuckers in the back.
If there's anybody who wants to say anything about this young lady who's lying up against the wall and make your way up to the front, excuse me, why is all these niggas getting online? Excuse me, sir?
They gonna be mad as a motherfucker, boy. I thought I was a goddamn one.
Stop the pushing.
I thought I was a goddamn one. What the fuck? It's gonna be hilarious, bro. I'm gonna be in that motherfucker. I'm gonna be like, boy, my best friend went out like a goddamn champ.
Now, what I was saying to you, Imaj, I was saying you the only motherfucker that got a starting five and a fucking sixth and seventh man off the bench for the fucking best friends. Your best friend is singular, not plural, nigga. You
know the
whole fucking concept of best. Best means EST. It's not, you know what I'm saying, like you my better friend.
I got best friends. I do.
You got
I do
better
my friends.
Friend,
I got plural. I got plural.
She got better.
They're
going to
be mad at each other, eyeballing each other and shit.
Right. Now you got motherfuckers fighting for the hierarchy of bestnesses. Like, what the fuck?
No, not my best friends. My best friends know who they are. He's talking about my boyfriend.
No, I know, but it's going to be two different fights. It's going to be a fight. Because you're like, well, you such a best friend. Why you don't tell that bitch to shut up in the back? And the bitch in the back.
No, I'm not going to tell the bitch in the back.
Damn, I'm trying to talk to that nigga, but he is up there.
If I'm sitting beside Drexel, it's really going to be over with. Because every time we sit beside each other, we don't do nothing but fucking fall out laughing. If I'm sitting beside her ass, it's really over with. She going to be like, boy, my best friend got him lined up in there. I can hear it now. But you know how we were talking at that goddamn concert. And we were sitting there, and then old girl, and there was three or four seats down in front of us, and Drex was talking loud as hell. I'm talking loud as hell. She like, which one is the guy? We was in there cracking the fuck up. So if we sitting beside each other joking, no, it's over with.
And everybody got a wet pink. Everybody got a wet pink.
That's why you already got your shit color coordinated.
Nigga. Dre, just agree. What she gonna do when you show up in blue?
I'm gonna sit up in your
class. I wear black.
What she gonna do when you show up in black? She ain't gonna do shit. Yep, we all go wear pink.
I'm
yep, sure.
No,
I'm
gonna show
up in blue.
Be a whole fucking church
back.
Full of pink.
and just my damn look, I show up in black. She come back in at the middle of the night while I'm sleeping.
She come back
show up in my shit. Why the fuck you show up in my shit in all black?
This nigga is so petty. She will come back to life to fucking curse out because you ain't got pink on.
Haunt me in my sleep and shit. Boo. I can't believe you came in my funeral wearing motherfucking black. Boo. What the fuck wrong with you? Wake your ass up. We need to talk about this. Boo. Why you let all
like,
my men?
I think you was joking. I know you fucking lie.
No, you fucking lie. I wore pink pearls. No, you didn't, nigga. I seen you in the black as I was hovering over the funeral to see what you niggas was doing.
And that bitch you brought ain't had no drawers on.
Don't be bringing the bitches to my funeral.
She's so goddamn petty. She'll be sitting. She probably with her spirit probably sitting there on the right there at the front row, looking at everybody talking about, "Oh, y'all look so nice. If I could touch y'all, I really would reach out and give y'all a hug. But I can't touch nobody because I'm a spirit."
And then they be like, "Oh, they having a moment of silence. Everybody be silent, right?" Yo, it'd be a moment of silence. Everybody quiet, and then all of a sudden, all you hear is,
And y'all gonna be like, she here, she here, she here.
Everybody start looking around, like, what the hell?
Right, what the hell? Talking about some, she here. Did y'all hear her? Did y'all not hear her? Y'all didn't hear that.
Wait, did you hear Apple Crown Royal bottle open up?
No. Did you hear that Casamigos? Did you hear it?
You ever pulled?
You know what I'm saying? But the one thing that people can stand up and say about me is that I'm always my person. I will always go above and beyond for my people because I love them and I believe in acts of kindness. I would never do anything for reward or anything. If I did it for you, it's because I wanted to do it for you and my heart said do it, not because I wanted you to be like, well, girl, I'm so glad you did that for me. You know what I'm saying? I never want a reward for it. So they will be like, you know what? She gave her heart to people. And she would go, if she loved you, she went out there for you. But if she didn't like you, you knew that shit. You knew it. And she know me and be try to fake ass hunk. Because she ain't do no fake shit. So you bitches just in the back crying just trying to see if she dead or not. She going to come and haunt you and be like, you fake ass, ugly ass bitch. Oh, sorry. Yep. And
I know one of my requests for mine, though. I know somebody going to do it. If somebody's going to be in my wheel, somebody better do this shit. Somebody got to stand up and be like, you my boy, Blue. I want somebody to do that shit, so don't say Blue, say Drake. Just like in the movie.
Movie.
Remember when Will Ferrell and them was doing the fraternity shit? and they had that old-ass man, and Will Ferrell was standing up there, you my boy, Blue. Because Blue died. Blue was like 80-some years old trying to be in the fucking fraternity.
Nigga, can you answer the question, what movie?
Right. Nigga, I ain't seen that shit.
I don't know what movie he's referring to. It doesn't sound familiar at all.
Right. Because it ain't familiar at all.
Wow.
If it wasn't Ricky Bobby, I don't know what the fuck that shit was.
Wow. Y'all must be up on
y'all
Will Ferrell, man.
I mean, Will Ferrell was alright, but you know, I don't really fuck with them like that, man. I don't really listen, man.
And the white people can come to my funeral. I don't know too many of them, but they can come.
I mean, I give them three. Oh, you said unlimited? You said unlimited to show up?
Because I went to high school with white folks.
Wow, I can't believe y'all don't remember old school. Y'all don't remember that movie? That's funny.
Old school. I do remember old school. Okay.
That shit was fucking
That's
hilarious.
Why I asked you the movie. I don't remember that part, though.
I don't remember that part either.
He said it at the funeral. That was probably the funniest part. Cause everybody was sitting there crying, and this nigga showed up. Will Ferrell showed up drunk as a motherfucker. Because they had a killer party. They done killed the old man. And he was playing beer pong.
Uh-oh, Bling Empire come back. It's back on Netflix. I got to watch it.
But you know what, though, Dre? It don't make a difference. It's your funeral, nigga. We ain't got to remember it as long as you remember it.
Yeah, because I know, you know how some people have
had a little gospel music playing, you know what I'm saying? When they walk in, they had a little music playing or whatever. When people come to view the body, and you know what I'm saying? When you come to view my part, my body, it's going to be KRS-One playing, still number one. It's just going to be the beat. It ain't going to be the lyrics. It's just going to be the beat. When you walk in, that's what's going to be playing.
I'm walking out to church.
You stupid.
If everybody know me, because they know I love hip hop. I'm going out the way I want to go out. You got your pink on.
I'm walking out to church.
You up in there with your pink and your boyfriend. You gonna sit up in there and listen to KRS-One's beat. Damn it. I'm sitting up in here with pink and all your men. You're going to have a problem with motherfucking
KRS-One,
still number one, playing in my
house. If I'm wearing pink with all these dicks in the back of the fucking church, you motherfuckers going to listen to fucking KRS-One.
And then you're going to complain about my KRS-One being played. At least it's just a damn beat. Just for that, goddamn it. I won't request Jamie Reed going to have to sit there and quote the lyrics to still number one. She's going to have to freestyle.
I ain't going to know the words.
You better Google it. Y'all gonna be the usher boy at my motherfucking town.
So you want me to make sure the people on the guest list is on the guest list? Okay.
Yep. Don't let nobody sneak attack me.
Nah, bitch. I know exactly what you did. So you need to side iron.
Turn them around. Madam, you remember
when you was trying to holler at my best friend and you had a whole ass husband, then you left your husband and thought my best friend was still around? Bitch, bye. Have a good day.
I got an auntie I don't want at my shit. She got to go. I know my sister ain't going to let her in. But just in case she get by my sister, let her turn her ass around.
Whoa. This nigga is getting reckless.
I got an uncle. He ain't coming either. Nope. Turn him around.
Just turn him around.
Turn him around, goddamn. Hell yeah. Fuck that. And I want your boy to be my picture man. I want him to take pictures. I want everybody to take pictures of my shit. My shit gonna be like a photo shoot.
Who, my boy? Who?
Do you want to take your pictures?
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Shit, what kind of pictures you want at your funeral, Jay?
And don't put me on no suit. I better have a Duke jersey on or a Philadelphia Eagle jersey. I'm new. No suit.
Can I ask you a question? Before you go to this homecoming, are you going to be doing push-ups?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be fly as hell.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I ain't going to have no shades. That's overdoing it.
No shades. So I don't even know if I want my body to be intact. I was thinking about getting cremated.
Okay. If I got cremated, all my boyfriends get some ashes.
Oh,
and that's
God.
What I'm saying. I want to get my ashes. Well, first of all, you would have to be cremated and like they have to do another process to like double your ashes. We need a little more ashes.
No.
Everybody
gonna get some of my ashes in the necklace.
Nigga, they're gonna have to cremate her and then separate the ashes like they chopping up cocaine. The fuck?
Right. Exactly.
Lines of ashes. Lines of ashes.
That would be fun.
That would be funny. Nigga chopping up your ashes in the motherfucking
trap. I can see me now at the goddamn funeral. Here's an urn for you. Here's an urn for you. Here's one for you. Sir, come here.
Oh, no, you know what? Give me the urn back. You get thimble.
DC, tuck in front. Here's an urn for you too, DC.
No. Excuse me. You can give me the urn back. You get a solo cup.
Yeah, and then you know it's going to be one motherfucker mad. Why he got a big one, though? Why he is bigger than mine, though? Because he was the real special friend. You just be lucky he got a corner of the hand. Just be lucky he got a corner of the hand. You got a corner of the hand. You know what I'm saying?
Then he be like, why is this bigger than mine, sir? Because his is bigger than yours.
Yeah, and he's got a corner of the butt cheek. You got a corner of the butt cheek. The two titties in the face is his. Now, the two titties in the face is his. Now, the rest of y'all have to share that the rest of the body. You know what I'm saying? He got the bigger one. Now, come on up here and get your damn cup. Now, look, it's going to be passing Jamie out like flavor, passing out them goddamn clocks.
Nigga,
first of all,
let that breathe for a second. Wait, that got to breathe for a second because that was fucking hilarious.
My special friend, like,
and Dre
will be the, you know what, Dre, you will be in control of that list. Well, not necessarily that list, because it will go to Sean.
He gets big part. He'll get one butt cheek.
Two people. Sean and Tampa will get the most.
Okay,
I think
so
the one who will be most choked up.
He's going to get the whole ass, and then Sean get the rest, and then everybody else get an arm.
Like, and I think Lonnie will be the one who will be the most toe up.
That's your real boyfriend. Yeah,
so he get a toe?
No, that's not. No, that's not.
So he get a toe? Because he toe up, he get the toes?
He get the feet. He toe up.
I'm going to be in there fighting because I know her punk-ass baby daddy going to show up. I just want to make sure the bitch is dead. I'm going to tear his ass up. I'm going to beat them motherfuckers up.
And then you make sure you kill him, man.
Yeah, he'll show up just to say some old bullshit like that. I just want to be supportive of my daughter. Man, we're going to drag your ass up all down to that damn. You're going to be two funerals up in here today.
Not two funerals.
It's going to be two funerals today.
Yeah, why did nigga Dre sound like a Madea play? Two funerals today.
There's going to be two funerals today. He got to go, because you know how motherfuckers is, man. Especially ones that don't like you and shit. They be the main one trying to come to your shit and view the body. Talk about, she look nice. He looks just like himself. Bitch, fuck you.
No, I went to a funeral, y'all. Well, I went to the wake. I didn't go to the funeral because I had to work. But I went to the wake, and me and one of my old coworkers both went. And we went together. I was like, yo, she didn't look like herself. I was like, she was like, I thought it was just me. I was like, no, she didn't look like herself. I don't know what they did over here at the funeral. She ain't look like herself. Y'all better make sure I look like myself at that funeral. And I better be cute to death. You hear what I say to you? Mess around. Y'all better change my. We're going to have three funerals. I got to change my outfit every time. Don't play with me.
Yeah, you make it seem like motherfuckers is fucking morticians and fucking,
really,
you know what I'm
really
saying, and makeup fucking consultants and shit.
This nigga going to be on her Aretha Franklin. Really? Your funeral going to be 20 hours long?
Yep.
Wardrobe changes and shit. What the fuck?
Yep. But like she, every time she stepped out, she ain't out here looking crazy. This her last step out. Come on, let's do it. Yep.
Yep.
All
right, so boom. All right,
okay.
So that's what
so
the physical
say,
is,
so,
right?
Say what?
Go ahead.
So I was about to say, now, just like, you know, just like how Kevin Samuels was remembered, yo, what about Vicky? I don't know who Vicky is. Y'all know who Vicky is?
No.
Vicky.
The lady with the secret?
Vicky is the officer, correction officer, who broke out the dude and they asses got caught in Evansville, Indiana, and Vicky killed herself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She went and got so she can bail him out, shit, right?
No, he was on a capital murder. Ain't no bailing him out. The only way he getting out
no,
of the
that's state. I mean, not bailing him out, but I'm saying she applied for the job and got the job so she can get him out, so she can free
no,
him and shit.
No, Vicky, no. Vicky had been in the corrections for 17 years. For the last 2 years, she had a whole-ass relationship with an inmate. 2 weeks ago today, Vicky broke that motherfucker out of goddamn jail after Vicky put in her papers to retire. Vicky sold her house, bought a raggedy-ass car, and drove her ass north with the man. Vicky calls 911 saying that we running, and they get caught, and they get in an accident. Vicky shoots herself. He tries to run. He gets caught by the police. His ass is back in Alabama now. Vicky did. All for some shit that was going to go back to motherfucking jail. Vicky. That nigga was on 2 capital murder sentences. You don't think Vicky, you never going to see the light again. You know about the lockup. So now Vicky dead. Vicky,
you
what
type of
influence
did
you leave on the world?
Know.
We wanted to know why, Vicky.
You try everything, yet you won't give up. I'm sorry.
I don't understand.
Yeah. That bitch crazy. She was in love. You know the things people do for love? That's love.
I ain't want to hang about this. I ain't about to break no motherfucker out no motherfucker.
No, but if you love him.
No. The judge. Sir, did you commit the crime? Were you supposed to, the night you committed said crime, were you supposed to be at home?
Hold on. It gets worse than that. She didn't want to break him out. Because you can break him out, and then you go about your business, and you be out, and I play it off like everything's good and keep my job and keep my, you know what I'm saying? Or you could break him out. Yeah. And you retire, you know what I'm saying, and y'all can disappear. But you don't break them out, retire, sell your shit, disappear, and then tell on yourself, you dumb bitch, you? Is that what she did?
Listen. So they had been on the lam for 10 days. They dog on, they was in Evansville, Indiana. The hotel that they was in, I have passed multiple times from the airport to the downtown because I go to Evansville all the motherfucking time. Matter of fact, not this week, but next week, I go to motherfucking Evansville, Indiana, twice.
So they made their way from Alabama to Indiana.
Right, and it was a 6-hour drive. It took them 10 days to find
the ass. 911?
She called 911 during the police chase.
Oh, well, so the police was chasing them.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, hold on. The police found them at the hotel?
Yes, because a police officer noticed them. Because it was a cheap motel. It was a drug-infested type hotel. So the police hang out and shit.
So the police seen them, obviously got their attention. They get out, they say, let's go.
police start chasing them.
Yep.
Okay. All right. All right. All right. So that's when she called 911. Okay, that makes less sense, but more sense.
It don't make no sense. Vicky, you dead on some dumb shit.
Right, on some dumb shit.
You dead. Now, when we go, if somebody was to go to Vicky's funeral, what kind of impression did Vicky leave on the world?
Don't do that.
See? See? That's why the decisions that we make in life, whether good or bad, still have an impression on the life.
Listen, man. One decision starts process of decisions, right? What we hope is that that first decision that starts this process is one of a good, sound choice making. You know what I mean? Because all right, let's crystallize this. You see a person. I like this person. Maybe I should deal with this person. If this is a good person, you may have ups, you may have downs, but it's a good person, you know what I'm saying? It's going to go somewhere good. If this is a bad person, you're going to have ups and downs, but it's going to go somewhere bad. You know what I mean? So your first choice that you make that starts in love with decisions, that got to be a good one. Her first choice was to entertain this nigga that's a criminal while she was working at jail. That was her first choice. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, why are you even entertaining this nigga? Okay. Now that you entertain this nigga, then you must have started to get feelings for this nigga. Another wrong decision. Then you took action upon the feelings. Then you set up, you started planning shit. Like this, Tom, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why are you? Yeah. So how do I now come to your eulogy and be like, she was a good person? And she was a smart person. She was a loving. Like, right. How do I say this shit after you did all this dumb shit at the end of your life?
Right. Right.
That's like somebody who never seen their children. You know what I'm saying? You got five children, and you raised one of them. And they be like, he was a good father.
Right.
To who?
Right.
20% of them?
Oh. Which one? Did you ever see him with his kids? For a whole weekend. Did you even meet his kids? Did you know that he got two other kids that we don't know about and they probably they ain't even here?
Right.
I wish somebody would get up at my
house. And we ain't even going to talk about the grown child. We ain't even going to talk about the grown child.
Right. Because the grown one know her daddy. You know what I'm saying? The grown one know her daddy. But that little one? That little one don't even know that nigga. He looks just like him.
Mommy, who him? That's your daddy.
Easy.
Yeah, but yeah. So she done made a whole bunch of mistakes. Like, how do you overlook this? And then she kills herself. Come on, son.
Yeah, takes the easy way out.
Is that really the easy way out, though?
Yo, you don't take no responsibility of the fuck shit you just did, ma'am.
What are you talking about? She took her life.
Yeah.
That's taking responsibility.
No, that's not. Ma'am, you should be going to jail.
The person who is to blame is suffering. That's no. I hate when people say that, the easy way out. If it was easy, then every fucking body would kill themselves. No, that shit is so hard to kill yourself. You know the steps you got to go through? You know the questions you got to answer?
before you kill yourself? That ain't easy.
She shot herself.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, because that's a major no-no, because I had a homegirl. She did the bullshit down there in Raleigh, and she wound up getting, like, 6 years. And that was just for
what? Killing herself?
No, she fucked the damn inmate. They ain't supposed to do that shit. She was sneaking in his cell. She was sneaking in his cell, and she was fucking him. Her name is Socorro Malik, and she was doing that shit. She was, like, because, you know, the prison down here, our big prison is in Raleigh, but it's right across the street from Dorothy Dix, the nut house. So, she was down.
Did you say Dorothy Dix?
Dorothea Dix.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she was there. She had been working at. She worked for both. Like they got security. It basically, the COs, they float from both. They do like both buildings and shit. And she fucked around and fell in love with this nigga. And this motherfucker was, I think he was in there for murder, drug charges. It was a bunch of shit. This motherfucker, he claimed he had changed and all this other bullshit. So she wind up there talking to this motherfucker every day. He swept off his feet. So this helped decide when she worked the night shift, she floated in that motherfucker and then she fucking him in his cell. And then she got caught. They just going to fire her ass. But, nah. Can't do
man,
that.
You're going to the jail.
Because that is a no, no, no.
You was fraternizing.
That's some bullshit.
Mm. 6 years, you said?
Yeah, they locked up black ass.
Mm. Every fucked up if he get out before she do.
No, she out now. That shit happened, I think it was 2003, I think. He's still in there, motherfucker. He ain't getting out no time soon. Like, he lucky he didn't get life because they put that body on him.
Damn.
Hmm.
Yeah, that dumb bitch.
Yeah, man, this is dumb. I'm not doing
but
that.
It's a lot of
ain't no whining.
It happens, though. It happens both ways. You know what I'm saying? Men be doing
both
that
ways.
Shit with females.
Because the damn men, COs, they be doing that bullshit, too, falling in love with them damn crazy-ass bitches that's locked up.
Bitches getting pregnant. How the fuck a fucking inmate get pregnant?
Exactly.
Hmm.
Well, but I just seen one case of three inmate women. They got pregnant because, you know, they done start letting the transgender, the ones that identify as women, they got them in the prison now.
Yeah,
and that motherfucker, the dude fucked around. He supposed to be in a transgender or whatever, but this motherfucker, he got, it's either three, maybe four of the damn females in there pregnant. He been fucking all alone. But you was a woman in the street. But in that motherfucker jail, though, that damn dick got a motherfucker trying to fuck some.
I'm not fucking with these niggas. They got a fucking a man in the woman's prison just because he said something, and he's taking medicine.
Yep.
And he still got his tools.
That motherfucker got kids on the way now. He sure the fuck do.
This nigga. Yeah, that's fucking bananas. And you know I'm doing that if I ever go to jail, right? You know I'm turning transgender the minute I go to fucking jail, nigga.
Yo, you should have seen the comments. Cause that shit, I think it just happened like last week, the week before last. Them motherfuckers, that shit was all in the damn the Hot Box, and all them little damn blog sites. That shit was funny as fuck.
Nigga, as soon as the judge be like, guilty, transgender. No, man, I'm flipping. Right then, nigga. Right then. As soon as I'm guilty. You know what I'm saying? Before sentencing, too. Before sentencing. I don't know why you're saying that like we at your funeral.
Listen. My funeral gonna be a party.
You heard me. My shit gonna be lit, nigga. It's gonna be a back to school drive. I want y'all all to bring book bags and school supplies for the children. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get high, we're gonna drink, we're gonna tell jokes, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna eat. No pork, no beef.
Mm-mm.
Fuck that.
Is we having some chicken and some crab legs in the book?
No, we ain't having no chicken either. We got some crab legs, we got some fish. You know what I'm saying? I get that, but fuck that. We eating what I eat. You don't like it, get the fuck out. Fuck out. Bye.
He's in the party.
And I ain't got no best friends. That's why I'm paying niggas.
What? I'm your best friend. I'm be out there.
I'm paying niggas. You can supervise the pay. No, you can supervise the help. No doubt.
But I'm paying niggas. I'm making sure my shit, my wishes are getting carried the fuck out. It ain't going to be no, well, I don't feel comfortable doing that. Nope, nigga, you cash the check, right?
Oh, Lord.
Shit. Leave an explicit fucking, you know what I'm saying? At 7:47, I want you to play, you know what I'm saying, this song. All right. You release the doves at 8:45.
Why is the funeral going to 8:45 at night? I'm ready to go to sleep and go home.
Y'all want Aretha Franklin. He want his shit to go all the way to midnight. You want outfit changes. What the fuck? Y'all on y'all Aretha Franklin. I'm going to take a nap during one of y'all shit. Fuck that. Y'all doing the most. I got to take that and get some rest.
When motherfuckers come into my shit, I'm going to have a Gatorade stand. Like, you might need to keep your energy up.
Nigga, where the food at? Who cooking in this motherfucker? Y'all to bring me
I'm going to have some trail mix at that part. You know what I'm saying? You can eat some peanuts and raisins and shit. Sunflower seeds, fucking pecans. What's wrong? You don't want crazy?
I'm gonna have me a whole snack in my bag. God, what's that shit?
And look, you know what I'm gonna say wrong shit. I'm gonna be like, so which one of y'all bitches he jumped off the dresser and broke the ribs? I gotta know. I just wanna know if the shit was true.
You are stupid. She ain't allowed. She ain't allowed. Mm-mm. That's why I'm paying them niggas. I wish she would try. Mm-mm. She ain't allowed.
That nigga's gonna have her name and her face on a clipboard talking about some. If y'all see her, she is not allowed.
Listen, all you gotta do is on the low. Just look at Maya. Whenever Maya look at a woman and you see a woman that looks like Maya, my oldest daughter. Escort her off the block. The block, nigga. Not the church. The block. Off. She needs a 2-mile radius. Mm-mm. Because she's going to be happy as shit. She going to do a church dance. You know what I'm saying? She going to be, you know what I'm saying, speaking in tongues. Might spit on me.
Oh, no.
Light me on fire after I'm fucking cremated. How she going to light ashes on fire?
Listen, so you know how the ushers, right? They'll walk through the pews and they'll stop and they'll point and they'll be like, come here, come with me. I got you.
Right.
I got you. So you, right there, come with me.
No, not you, behind your neck, next to you. No, you, yes, you, come.
You, ma'am. You, ma'am, come with me. I got you. I got you. I got you. And I got Shamor be there, too. Shamor going to have my back. I'm going to be the head usher.
Kitty, I appreciate that gesture, right? But you fucking with a whole different animal, okay? What I'm telling you is if she gets that close, it's already too late, okay?
I'm at the door.
That you get that close, this is how you proceed.
I'm at the door. I got my clipboard with my list and my pictures. Ma'am, I need for you to step out of the line. Why I gotta
step out of the line? Yes, ma'am. There you go.
Got you.
Because if she gets inside a seat at that point, what you do is you go behind her and you stun her with a stun gun. And once she starts moving and getting shocked, somebody comes from the left and the right and tackles her, Velcro her the fuck together, and drag her the fuck out. If you don't got Velcro, plastic gun. We got food in the basement for plates and shit. Get the plastic, the saran wrap, and wrap her legs first and her mouth first and her legs second. If you happen to get her nose and she dies, oh well.
So we got these new handcuffs on the plane, right?
No, nigga, handcuffs don't suffocate people. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, handcuffs, yeah, go ahead.
No. We got these new handcuffs that's on the plane, right? And you're supposed to pop. Wait a minute, it's pop, place, push, something else. I can get a pair of them. I can get a pair of them. The only way they can come off her hand is if they would be cut off. They're not like regular.
Please.
Yeah. That's how you do. Let's go. But
I don't give a fuck about the pop pusher places, the motherfucking stun gunning. Gotta have him before that. This is not a small woman, nigga. She has the strength of fucking 7 midgets or 1.5 men. Like, trust me.
I'm fine, motherfuckers. Who the fuck I am, nigga?
Just saying, nigga.
You know who the fuck
they know
I Abby am?
Looney, and she's like a fucking banshee.
Well, she ain't getting in, okay? She ain't going to get in. I'm going to make sure that if I need the reinforcement, I got Shamor on my side. Shamor a little bit taller than me. We got this.
Shamor already know. She already know you got to cut her low. You got to cut her low. And she not going down easy.
Oh, we work out. We go to the gym.
Yeah, she probably don't. She probably still smoking cigarettes, too. So, I mean, once you go over 35 seconds, she going to get winded. So you should be good. Yeah, I'm stupid.
Okay.
I'm really stupid. I do.
You mean A word.
A word. Thunder gun that
word. A word. I already know that.
Nah, for real. I wish I was at a place where she would be able to come and pay her final respects because we spent a lot of years together. And I would like to pay my respects in a respectful manner if she happened to pass before me. She has 2 children that I absolutely love and adore, one being biologically mine, one not. So I get it, and I would love for it to be in return. However, that being said, if certain people that if they had the chance, even in death, to think they can do something to hurt you, they would try. She one of them people. No, I'm already dead. You can't hurt me. I don't give a fuck. She wanted up.
Listen, I'm telling you, I got your back. What you're not gonna do is talk about my friend bad in death. You're not gonna do that. Yeah, sometimes he was an asshole. We know that. That was a part of his personality. But if you needed him to do something for you, he did it. You might get some lip, but he did it.
So
what you're not going to do with yourself is come up in this place and all he did was do you wrong. That's what you do.
What you do, ask yourself the question.
what you do. Because for every action, there's a reaction.
Facts.
So, I done wrote your eulogy. I done wrote it.
And listen, and I'm fanning of myself. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm about to not transcribe that shit.
I done wrote it.
You know what I'm saying? Dre gonna be like, wait, I heard this before.
No.
I'm like, yo, this shit sound familiar. Is this that shit 39 said back in 2020? Oh, shit, that is.
And I'm up there doing the usual.
Yo, you know, yo, Dre, you remember how Maria Davis was on that first on Reasonable Doubt album? Hey, who back there? Who smoking weed? Put that weed. That's gonna be your mind. You're like, she's like, and he was such a loving man. But do I smell weed? Who got the weed? Put that weed out. There's children here.
And then don't forget the part when that motherfucker was like, shut the fuck up. Who told me to shut the fuck up? Who told me to shut the fuck up? Get them out of here.
Exactly. Get them out of here. I can see one good boy at the podium. Get them out of here. motherfucker start giving her lips. She's like, okay. All of a sudden, she get 3 inches shorter. She done kicked her shoes off, and she headed towards the motherfuckers.
Yeah, I will kick my shoes off. I will.
She done kicked her shoes off. And she over there running up. Her fucking knee highs.
Look. I'm coming down the steps. Off the pulpit. You hear me? I'm coming down the steps. And I'm coming straight for you.
Excuse me, did you say something, sir? Are you leaving?
Did you say something?
Are you leaving?
You, right there. Right there in the rub. There, right there. Come with me. Come with me. Tell me.
Oh, y'all niggas ain't got no fucking sense.
I'm going to be falling
90
out.
Minutes of fucking
I wonder what somebody, what, okay, so I done did your eulogy wrong, right? Let's say you had to get up and do mine. I'm going to
okay,
be brave.
So now, if that be the case, right, do I just get, you know what I'm saying, like how you say words, or do I get to do a little bit of Dre and do I get some background music?
What? So you and Dre can do it together. How about that?
No, the reason I say that is this, because while I'm doing this, I want, all right, so boom. You know how PSA by Hov? Doom, doom, doom. Doom, doom, doom. You know what I'm saying? I want that, you know what I'm saying? That part, you know what I'm saying? As I'm getting up out of my seat and I'm walking up there. And it, you know what I'm saying? It's a little extended. And it's, you know what I'm saying? And I get up there, like, how y'all doing? No. It's a somber night for some. It's a joyous night for others and hating-ass motherfuckers. Oh, excuse my mouth. But I want to talk about a woman that we all know and we all love. I want to talk about a woman that's going to be missed. I want to talk about a woman that the last three rows back there, all them gentlemen right there, they wiping their eyes for. I want to talk about a woman that has made changes in all our lives. Allow me to reintroduce my friend. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I want that. Right?
Oh.
So then,
oh, God. Mm-hmm.
Once I get that, right? So, boom. You got to realize that we all made mistakes in this world. Ain't none of us perfect. But there's levels to this, as the children said. And when you look at levels to this, I don't see many people in here. And I'm looking at y'all, and I know some of y'all. I don't see too many of y'all that's on a level higher than my friend. Not me. If any. How about that? Some of y'all smart, but you're ugly.
Ooh.
Some of y'all cute. But y'all dumb as a motherfucking doornail.
Oh,
some of y'all got y'all paper together. But your children ain't shit. Some of y'all have raised some beautiful children. Why the fuck you know what I'm saying, been on welfare 37 years?
Why are you saying these
some
things?
Y'all,
my youth?
teaching.
Some of y'all got an education. Some of y'all got good jobs. I hear all that shit. But what difference have you made in your life with all that you have? This woman who has all of that and more never looked down on y'all unless you came into her house with no drawers and your ass was shaking. Unless you drew on your eyebrows. Unless you try to squeeze into a one piece and look like a Pillsbury dough can that's popped in the middle.
Yep.
That's the only time she talked about you. Other than that, if you didn't do that, she ain't talk about you. You know what I'm saying? And if it hurt, so fucking be it. But what I'm saying is this: she loved y'all, and we loved her, and we go celebrate. Crack that, yo, Dre, get that Casamigos ready. Not only are we gonna celebrate, but we go make a donation in her name to the foundation that she loved the best. Y'all know what it was. All Boys Club. The All Boys Club. We're making a motherfucking donation to the All Boys Club of North Carolina. We're going to go in there and we're going to spend this donation. And it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving, because we're going to donate money to them. But when we donate, we ain't going to give it to them. We're going to buy. We're going to buy all their motherfucking liquor, and then we're going to have a party. So it's the gift that keeps on giving for my friend, Mama Reed.
Not Mama Reed, because that's not my first
Mama
of all,
Reed. No, nigga.
Don't call me Mama Reed. That's my mama name.
No, this ain't going to be no time soon, nigga. That's what I'm saying. Listen, you can't be Carolina Kitty forever. The kitty will dry up sooner or later.
Listen, no, I ain't nigga. I'm going to go get my pussycat rejuvenated. The foot.
You know what? I'm done with you. All right. You know what? Allow me to re-end that shit. Her name is Kitty. How about that?
Oh,
all right, Dudre.
Before you do Dre,
was I somewhat accurate?
Yeah. If she ain't even, the only reason she don't talk about you is because you walking around here looking at hot goddamn mess. That's it.
Other than that, you ain't talking about nobody. You showing love, ain't you? Yeah. Herbie, get Dre.
Okay. So, yeah, I know that's my best friend, right? Yeah, I know that's my best friend. One thing about my best friend, he always going to have a story to tell. I'm going to miss this. I don't care where my best friend went. He go to the grocery store. Be gone 20 minutes. And he got a story to tell. Whether it involves him or some raggedy people in the world. My best friend got a story to tell. He's probably up in heaven right now telling motherfucking stories to Jesus. Like Jesus ain't seen all the stories. Right? But he ain't gonna tell Jesus. He gonna sit down Peter and Paul. And let me show you what just happened to dog at the prayer meeting. Hey, what happened? John got into a fight with Joseph over Mary. You know, because my best friend, he just like to tell stories. Some of them stories be like, what the hell are you talking about? Why are you talking about this? And then they be funny, but you just can't go nowhere. My best friend can't even sit at the top of the steps without falling down the steps. There's so much I could tell y'all about my best friend, but he already gave you windows to his world by encouraging y'all to read his bullshit on Facebook, encouraging y'all to watch his videos on Instagram. Listen, my best friend was funny. He tells great stories. Now he up there being funny with you. So now, what we about to do,
We about to turn up this house music. And we about to dance. And we gonna get the Hennessy. And we gonna get this hot. Let's do this. Was my eulogy good?
Yep, and my damn ass is still sore from falling on them goddamn steps the other day. This shit funny as hell.
Yo, when he said that shit, this nigga Dre was quiet, and he said all this. He was quiet the whole time.
He can't go nowhere. He can't go nowhere without coming back with a goddamn sword. Nowhere.
Nigga say the nigga was gone 20 minutes and came back with a 35-minute story. How the fuck did that happen?
Just like today with my damn biscuit. Y'all probably didn't see it. I did a whole video today. I go to Kentucky Fried Chicken. All I asked for was two biscuits, a breast and a thigh, taters and gravy. Tell me why one of my damn... What, they didn't give me the damn two biscuits. They gave me one. Tell me why that motherfucker was big. And then the bitch don't get
mad.
Look at the video. I posted it. The biscuit is in the video. The bitch got mad at me because I came in there and asked her, why the fuck was y'all hungry and bit my damn biscuit? That's exactly what I said. I was like, and you didn't even give me my other one. So she going to give me one biscuit. I was like, bitch, where's the other one? I don't want this bitch, motherfucker. She's like, well, we can't take the food back. I said, you just want me to walk out this motherfucker with a big biscuit?
I'm done.
That motherfucker still went in the park like a big damn, big damn Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What? What I saw?
Should have put that shit right on the counter like, ma'am, this is yours. Do with it as you
man,
do.
Man, the dudes in there, they was dying laughing. They was like, what the fuck? And I was like, man, my shit was big. Somebody bit my shit. Like, you'll give me a whole big biscuit. Like, what the fuck?
I thought you was doing the video because it said KFC is the side lover's chicken or something. I don't know what it said. I thought that's why you did the video. But I'm not going to go back.
I was like, KFC, count your motherfucking days. That motherfucker, whoever bit my biscuit, they took a nice little chunk out that motherfucker, too. And I was like, what the fuck? And then she got mad because I was like, yo, I want a new breast, a new thigh, because for one,
right,
they bit the biscuit.
That juice that they fucking bite is on my chicken now.
Exactly, and that bitch tried to get mad because I wanted a whole nigga. You gonna give me every damn thing that I had in this box again?
Yeah, I don't want nothing in this bitch.
Sit and watch you fucking fix it. Fuck no.
What I say? That nigga got a story to tell. Every time that nigga got a story to tell.
So that's going to be the music behind her, Dre. It's going to be Biggie Smalls. I got a story to tell.
Yeah.
We shit.
Yeah,
crazy. I swear, y'all got issues.
What?
All right, so all that being said, that's our homegoings and shit now. Last thing I would ask y'all is, before you go, is there anything that you want to do? There are many things you want to do. Give me one of the things you want to do before you go to add to your legacy. I'll start.
Okay.
One of the things that I would like to do, I demise and I leave this earth physically to enhance my legacy, is I want to get out these 7 books that I got in me. One is already out. The rest of the trilogy is written, just not published. So I got these 7 in my head. If these 7 come out and just go into the world. Let them do what they do. I think they will be a blessing and enhance what we're speaking on. So, yeah, so those seven books, by the time I'm going, if I can get those out, that's one of the things. But, yeah. But, yeah, who's next?
Okay. I go. I want, and I started researching it today, to figure out ways to get women, children, men out of these human trafficking situations, get them some healing, and have get the ability to reintroduce them back into society and try to heal them and clear them of their triggers from these situations. I want to be able to have a foundation that will be a continued legacy after I'm gone. So.
All right.
Not happy. I want to be kind and good to people. I try to be.
Unless they draw their eyebrows on, they look like fucking Pillsbury dough cans, or they don't have drawers on. And their ass is just nasty. If you got a cute little ass, you can do no drawers.
No. That's nasty. Unless
I was just speaking for myself.
You going, listen. Now, unless you get ready to go do some motherfucking hoe shit, you should always have panties on your ass. I don't care. Now, if I'm going, now I know specifically I'm going out this house to go sit on somebody's grown-ass son. I'm not putting on no drawers. But if I'm going to the club, I'm putting on some drawers. Now, after the club,
I'm going to do anything else.
Going to sit my ass on somebody's grown-ass son. I got on drawers. Period.
Anything else.
Anything else that you would like to drop off into my spirit, let's go do today. If it includes me going to sit on somebody's son, I'm not going to know about that shit.
Stupid. All right. So if that's the case, then that's the exception of the underwear. What's the exception of drawing on your eyebrows?
There's no exception to the rule of drawing on your motherfucking eyebrows. Ain't no exception. I don't care. No. What are you doing?
Oh, shit.
Ain't no exception.
I knew you were going to say that shit.
Ain't no exception. And it ain't no exception for you to be out here looking like a busted can of biscuits. Oh, goddamn girdle. Who raised you, you wolf? Sorry. I'm going to come back from my grave on that shit. I am. I'm going to come back from my grave. You're like, did y'all hear?
Oh, my God.
Listen. And then that busted can of biscuits had the audacity to change her profile picture, and she got on all black and still look like a busted can of biscuits.
I'm done. Dre, bring us home. Dre, can you please bring us home? And I don't know what your answer is going to be, Dre, but if you mention the fucking word possum, we got beef.
Oh, wow, really?
I want my possums to live on my legacy.
I want a possum sanctuary built.
Now, I know one thing. If I had a choice, if I could do anything before I pass, anything, I want to produce and direct a skit for Saturday Night Live. I've always wanted to do, because they do shit, but they, you know what I'm saying, like some of the shit it's educated. It ain't like it was 80 them was. And I feel like that I can do some shit that make motherfuckers be like, this shit right here, nigga.
This shit right here.
I hear it. And you know what? That is doable. Get on your grind, nigga. We got you. Yeah. Because actually, it's easier to be a writer on that show than it is to be an on-air talent on that show.
Yeah, I know.
Speak for God.
You know what I'm saying? See, and here go the bullshit. Here go the bullshit.
Oh, Lord.
Whenever someone says something about what they want to do, everybody else can look at their shit and be like, oh, you can do that, you can do that, you can do that. You know what I mean? It's the person who wants to do it, who has the vision, that sees all the obstacles. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but I agree.
When a motherfucker be like, oh, I can do that, like, damn, that shit's going to be hard.
But it don't matter if that shit's going to be hard. You got to put the work in to do that shit. You know how many times I've been sick and crying at that motherfucking laptop?
No, I don't. How many?
All the goddamn time, nigga.
You stupid.
That means days when I'll be like, toast this motherfucking shit out the goddamn window. And then I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to get a green. I don't know. And then turn around and have a motherfucking A.
What the fuck was wrong with me? But that's what it is. But all right, where the white woman at?
We about to cue that bitch. We out of here. Sorry, I had to keep
that.
You ask question. All right.
I know, front to back.
All right, good black people. Wait a minute. Next Friday, where the hell am I? I leave on Thursday.
Watch
where the fuck I go? I don't know where I'm going. Wait a minute, I'll tell you. I want to say I am in Huntington, West Virginia next week. Let me see.
Huntington, West Virginia.
Where Marshall is. Marshall University.
Where cousins love each other.
Listen, nigga. Listen. Oh, no, I'm in Lynchburg. So, okay, I'm in Lynchburg next Friday.
No, that's Blacksburg. Virginia Tech.
What's Blacksburg? Lynchburg, Virginia.
Right, but where's that at?
What's Blacksburg? What were you saying is Blacksburg?
So you said you was going to where, what you said, Tulane University?
No, Marshall.
Marshall,
University.
Right, West Virginia, Marshall University. And you said Blacksburg.
Yeah.
Excuse me, no.
I said Lynchburg.
Right, and I said Virginia Tech. But then I realized
Virginia Tech is Charlottesville. Is it? No, that's Black. I don't know. Hell. Racist Lane.
Wait, I don't know.
Racist Google Mountain. Did you hear what I said? Racist Google Mountain.
Right.
Racist
exactly.
Google Mountain.
There you go. Right. Somewhere. Some burg.
Right. Virginia.
Right. Basically.
I do go to Huntington, West Virginia.
How about that?
Yeah, and not done. But we'll be here because I don't have an early, super early report, and I get into Lynchburg pretty dang early. So we'll be here. Continue to make lasting impressions on the world.
You all ready? Peace, party people. Ha, ha, ha. See you later.
No.